Welcome to the Hidden Potential Podcast. I'm your host, Homer Hargrove. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about seven tips to lead an effective meeting. In this episode, I'm going to give you three takeaways at the end to be able to help you directly apply what we talk about in your own leadership. And every single week, we give you new episodes and content to be able to help you tap into your hidden potential. We do this by equipping you, empowering you with mental and practical tools to be able to use within your leadership and organization. Let's get started today with a big thought, and that is meetings within an organization can feel like life or death. While it sounds like it can be overly simple at first, learning how to hold and lead a productive meeting is crucial to your leadership. When it's done effectively, it can help build clarity, it can build your community, and it can build your collaboration. But when it's done disorderly, it will drain the vitality of your group, it will discourage your morale, and it will distort the vision for your team. In this episode, we're going to unpack the ways in which meetings can make or break your team, and then we're going to give you seven tips to help you in your next meeting. The reason that this topic is so important to talk about is because many times we somewhat fall into leadership. You know what I'm saying? And we're never necessarily trained on how to do the in-between stuff like meetings. And while you may just figure it out on your own, you may not need this episode, a lot of leaders still struggle with the seemingly mundane yet necessary parts of leadership like meetings. And my goal in this episode is to equip you in the basic elements so that you can continue to excel and shine in the unique elements of leadership that are specific to you. So let's start by talking about the unexpected results of meetings, or we could even say the unexpected potential, like that plug. See, let's first talk about the bad of meetings. When meetings are bad, and again, I'm making it simple. I'm not trying to say if you, every meeting that isn't great is bad, but let's just, for general sense, if you have ever had a series of unproductive meetings consistently, you know exactly what I'm talking about, to where you kind of grudgingly hold yourself back whenever you hear that there's a meeting next. But to better understand why and how it can actually be damaging to your team, let's break it down. See, when people initially attend a meeting, it's like when you first get started with an organization, you have this idea that you're attending the meeting for something. Okay, they have an idea that it is somewhat important, and that's why they should be there. And if they feel like nothing necessarily important was discussed, or if it was simply unproductive, like it was unnecessary for them to be there, they will feel like they wasted their time. Now let's focus on what that feels like. When you feel like you waste your time, simply just a negative vibe. It's coarse. You don't want to feel that. And if we're connecting that feeling to our meetings, anytime someone wastes their time, they're getting irritated. That emotion of irritation is now connected to you and your group. And when this happens again and again and again, you are slowly breaking down someone's loyalty. You're breaking down their commitment. You're breaking down their morale unintentionally, but it is happening. And eventually they will feel like the vision they once believed in is no longer there simply because of these unproductive or mundane meetings. And it's a similar story whenever people feel like their voices aren't heard, or when people feel like they aren't being useful. See, eventually they feel like the vision they once believed in is no longer there, and they may just start looking to find fresh vision for somewhere else. And see, this is what you never want people to dread your meetings. It's one thing where it's like, say you're planning for, you know, a really big event, and so you have a lot more meetings together, and it's just like people will feel burnt out, rather than it's not them necessarily feeling unproductive, but it's like, man, this is a lot of work. See, you don't want people to dread your basic meetings. And if they do, you need to change how you run them. But you need to change them on a systematic level. This is the big part to take away, is that you can't just do a let's change things up kind of thing to where you start implementing team building or fake fun activities. I call it fake fun because you're like, all right, we're going to do something fun today. But it's like, this is not really anyone's idea of fun. This is fake fun. You know, when we just try to do stuff like that, it doesn't make people feel like anything's really changed. It can make people feel like you are more out of touch than before by thinking that you're changing things up when you're really not changing things up. You have to learn how to fundamentally change the way that you plan and discuss the things with your team. You have to fundamentally change the way that you do meetings. I'm not bashing team buildings, but I've been a part of a lot of teams where we're going to switch things up, do a team building thing, and it just goes right back to these mundane meetings that sucks the life out of everyone. Nothing really changes. So let's talk about the idea of having good meetings, good collaboration. See, a good meeting is one where people feel like they have better clarity and direction after attending it. It's when people feel productive after a meeting. They feel like, oh man, I feel like that was great. That was a good meeting. I know what we're going to do now. See, if they feel inspired and they feel like they're a part of something bigger than themselves, that's what we want to happen from a meeting, to where we make people feel useful and like they're making a difference, even though we're sitting down in a room and discussing things. This is all that is able to happen when we begin to take these basic elements like meetings and start taking them seriously. Meetings are essential to effective planning and team morale. It is not just a time to say what could have been said in an email. That's not what a meeting is. Just send an email for that. Meetings are a time for us to collaborate and make clear. Take meetings seriously by being intentional, and you will see it inspire your team. So now that we understand a better grasp of good and bad meetings, now let's talk about these 7 tips to lead an effective meeting. Let's start off with 1, and that is know what you're going to discuss beforehand. Emphasis on beforehand. See, it may seem obvious, but you'd be surprised at how many meetings happen just to happen. Whether it's because it's just been a while since the last meeting, so a new meeting is scheduled, or because it's a recurring meeting and it just kind of springs up on people when they're busy, many people try to think about what should be discussed on the spot. Like the meeting is a go, and like, okay, look, let's. What are some things we need to discuss today? If you don't know what you should discuss, postpone the meeting until you do know what you're going to talk about. Don't waste people's time by thinking that you can just improvise it. You do not imagine yourself as an improv artist. Most of us think that about ourselves, and then when it's actually going down, we realize we suck. See, you write down actual things that would be either necessary or beneficial to discuss. Make some bullet points, and these items can be anything that you want to emphasize on being important, anything that you want to expand clarity on, or anything that you want to effectively plan together. You may want to have a moment to go over your core values in the meeting. You may want to have a moment to where you share your heart and your direction for the next quarter of the year. Whatever it is, you need to write down beforehand. Write it down beforehand. Do not just have it in your mind, have it down on paper or on your computer, anything besides just in your head. Now let's talk about 2, and that is organize your topics and your flow. Now that you know what you want to be included in your meeting, organize it in a run sheet or a timeline. Even if you want someone else to start the meeting, write that down in your timeline and make your flow clear and neat. Like one thing that I would often do is like, if I want someone to share a devotional or if I want someone to pray, I'll have it in my notes. Like this person will open up in prayer. You have everything nice and neat. And include whatever notes that are necessary or helpful in an attempt to make things abundantly clear and give clear direction. If maybe you have a big title of like this XYZ event, and you have what you want, some bullet points of what you need to discuss or talk about within that, put it down in some meeting notes. And I would also ultimately suggest attempting to timestamp each of those meeting points. Like, you know, if you're going to start off with prayer, that just put like the meeting starts at this time and this will last about 1 to 2 minutes. We need to talk about this will last 10 minutes. This should last about 10 minutes. And the more that you try to do this, the better you will get as far as a time frame of how long things are. And it will also help you to kind of move on to the next item when you realize that we shouldn't have been spending all this time talking about this. And I think that when you get this down, start sharing these meeting notes with your team, and it'll help them to have better clarity. It'll make you seem a lot more professional, that it was, this meeting was prepared for, thought about, and it'll help give better clarity and direction for the meeting, as everyone knows what we ought to be talking about. And it will show them that you have this intention to be productive and clear for this meeting. I'm telling you, these two points will put you miles ahead if you were to start taking them seriously. Now let's go on to number three, give opportunities for feedback. You want your team to be able to feel like their voices are heard. And a simple way to do that is by having a set time for them to be able to share feedback. If you just had, say, an event, that would be a great thing to even kind of start out with, like, all right, let's share some feedback on the event. And make it clear that this is time to share like anything that you want to affirm as being good or things that could have been better. And that's where people can even voice if there was something exceptionally difficult that could have been improved on if they had some help or something like that. You know, you just want their voices to be able to be heard, because that's how your systems are going to be able to get better. That's how your workflow for things are going to be able to get better. You want to also show them that their life and that their participation matters. And people will never care about what you know until they know how much you care. And so that's a big part where it feels like you are giving them a chance to give consideration. I'm telling you, it will go far. And one thing that I like to do with my meetings, and even just with this feedback part, is just to try to ask people how they feel about their role within the organization and have a moment for people to just share it, like how they genuinely feel. And it will help you to be able to correct any courses that may have been stepping on people unintentionally. Y'all dig what I'm saying? Now, number four is give opportunities for ideas. We talked about opportunities for feedback. Now let's talk about opportunities for ideas. And this is allowing others to give ideas and insight that allows for them to take ownership mindset with the organization's vision. See, so often we just tell people what we had in mind and we don't ask for anyone's ideas or anyone's input. And when you do that, when you're the only one sharing, the only one telling, it causes people to have an employee mindset. You're breeding this employee mindset that instead of ownership, it says, well, I'm just here because I have to be. That's the last thing that you want your team to be feeling. You want people to feel like when they're giving an idea, it is connecting them to the vision of the organization. And often it helps make whatever direction or initiative that you may have come up with become exceptionally better. There's many times where, I mean, I think that I'm pretty creative and I'll share it with the team and they help refine something that I brought to the table to where there's all these elements that I didn't even consider or think about, and they help make something that I brought exceptionally better, and now they're all a part of it too. Again, give opportunities for ideas and input. Now, number five, stay on point. This is a big one, because whether it's you or someone else sharing, it's incredibly easy to go off topic, and it can quickly go way off topic. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you've ever been in a meeting to where like, what are we, What are we talking about? Why are we talking about this? It's fine to spur off here and there. I'm not trying to make this really strict process for having a meeting. It's just you can always bring it back to what you agreed upon to have the meeting about. Okay, it's fine to have something spur off topic 1 or 2 minutes, but when you sidestep for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour with side stories, not everybody agreed to have that meeting about someone's side story. You have to learn how to politely, not in a rude way, bring people back to this place of being productive. You know, we all agreed to talk about this, not that. And if it seems like everyone wants to just start talking and catch up, that's great. You want that. But maybe you can suggest that you all grab lunch or coffee afterwards so that y'all can just have that camaraderie rather than overwhelming the meeting. Because there may be, even if everyone else seems like they just want to talk, there may be someone that has to do something afterwards. They don't have time to just talk. They need to just be for the meeting and then they got to go. You need to respect each person's time. You don't have to be rude, but simply clearly communicate that you like to hear about everyone's XYZ story, but that you also want to respect everyone's time by staying on topic and talking about what needs to be talked about. And again, suggest going out to eat, getting some lunch or coffee afterwards, and you'll be able to be a lot more productive and stay on point. Number six, have an allocated time and stick with it. Give your allotted time and stick with it. If you say that's only going to be an hour, stick to that hour. Now look, I can be the king at going over time, okay? But once I realize that we're going over time, I consistently start saying, guys, look, I said I wanted to end at this time. So, we're going to wrap things up with this. And I clearly communicate that my intention is to end on time, even when we're going over. You want to stick to that end time. And this goes along with being organized, but it's really just having the idea that you should have a predetermined time to start and to end. And you need to stick to it. If you're in the last 15 minutes of your meeting time, but there's something urgent you needed to discuss or talk about, go ahead and skip to that and save the rest to be discussed for your next meeting. Don't just roll over people's time and go an extra half hour talking about something that shouldn't have been, talking about things way more than they should have been talked about. If it's going too long, then you're going to have to just go to the next meeting, because you want to respect people's time and you want to show consistency. The more that you stick to your time, the better you will get at organizing your meetings and speaking through them. Again, this is the area that I have always needed the most help on. And even some of my team might laugh here and there at this point if they're listening to this, because it is easy to go over a topic way too long. Clearly communicate, all right, guys, I want us to be able to end at this time because I want to respect y'all's time and get back to point. And if you have to skip a thing or two, go ahead. And even when it comes to restructuring your meetings, maybe you realize you need to put the urgent stuff at the beginning. And now finally, let's go into number seven, and that is take notes. I feel like I was surprised when I realized when I first started leading meetings that we would finish the meeting and a week would go by. I'm like, what did we talk about? What did we decide for this? What did we decide for that? And you want to show your team that you are meeting about matters that are crucial. And for you to be able to follow through on what you all discussed, the only way you could do that is by taking notes for yourself. And you should also consider establishing someone to be the official note taker for the meeting. Be the meeting's note taker, because there's going to be moments where you may be sharing things and deciding things, and it can feel almost overwhelming at times when you're going through these topics, trying to stay on point, trying to follow these steps, to where you're also taking notes. You might miss a thing or two. So have someone to take notes, to and mark specific steps, specific peoples and times and et cetera that were discussed during the meeting. Whoever is designated to do something should be noted, as well as any collaborative thoughts or official decisions. Really, what I'm saying is write down anything that seems important enough to remember, because you will definitely forget. You need the notes. So whether it's you or someone else, take notes for your meeting. Now, let's end this episode today with three takeaways. Number one, do a self-inventory and examine how you've led meetings and determine what you can improve on, what you can improve on, and what can be eliminated from your meetings. Number two, take a survey from your team about their general opinions and thoughts on how your current meetings are run in order to examine where your meeting's health is in your team's eyes. What often happens is we think that we're great meeting leaders, but then our team thinks, oh man, they're way too long. They're way too this, they're way too that. Oh, I hate our meetings. And you get caught by surprise. Think for yourself and then ask your team to get better clarity in their perception on it. And number three, plan your next meeting using the tips that we discussed today. It will help you tremendously. With all that being said, I'm so grateful for you guys being a part of today's episode. I hope that it was edifying for your leadership, that made a difference for you and your organization. Can you do me a favor? Can you leave a rating and review for this podcast? It'd really help me out and help others be able to see this show in their feed. Until next time, have a great life.